guests in on behalf of the Seidman College of Business doing great things, and that would mean you fall under this branch, the Van Andel Global Trade Center, busy preparing for an event tomorrow. So, Sonia, again, remind me about what your center is about.
So the Van Andel Trade Center is within the Seidman College of Business here at wonderful Grand Valley State University. And what our goal and mission is to outreach to business and get them educated on everything global. So we do that through a variety of ways, primarily through training and educating them on what's going on internationally around the world. We want them to be aware. We do a lot of consulting projects, and we're keeping our five students very busy so they get applied experience before they graduate, and it's a wonderful opportunity. And then we do research, and we do a lot of networking events. So we've got to have a training event tomorrow on the topic that I'm here to chat about.
Yeah, let's talk about tomorrow. First of all, if someone's listening and they want to get involved, is there a ticket or two available?
We have a few seats available. The event will take place tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock here at the downtown campus over at the Bike Building. They can register on our website, vagtc.org, which stands for Van Andel Global Trade Center Organization.
What is the event?
It is Basics of NAFTA. So this is to get people that are looking at the program or looking to expand their program, what does NAFTA entail currently? Obviously, there's a lot of things on the talk, but this will kind of walk them through step by step so they can take advantage and meet the regulatory requirements of today's current structure.
Great. Before I ask about, like, as I always ask, who needs to be in the audience, boom, boom, when did NAFTA start?
That's an interesting question, Shelley. The discussion on creating this NAFTA territory started back in the 80s. So it's been ongoing for a while, but it was implemented in 1994, so 23 years in play. It's had a lot of impact for the community, especially here for Michigan. I pulled some data on 2016 that the Department of Commerce released. Mm-hmm. And for Michigan alone, since 2006, so not even the whole time period, we've had a 27% growth in free trade agreements. And the largest percentage of that growth is the NAFTA territory, Canada and Mexico.
The benefits in the U.S. and Michigan because of it?
Absolutely. Now, I think some people got excited initially back in 1994 when it was implemented and said, oh, everything across the board's free. Nope. So it had an immediate zero setting on some industries and commodities, and then it had like a tiered phase. So at 5 years, another set of agreed upon industries and products were zeroed out, and then at 10 years, and then lastly at 15 years. So at 15 years, everything that the three countries agreed upon had zeroed out. Well, I don't know about you, Shelley, but my life has changed dramatically in 23 years, and conveniences. So they're re-looking at it, and renegotiation is currently underway.
Awesome. Yes. Take us back to that time. Where were we? What year was that? 19?
94.
Ooh, I was hanging out in North Carolina.
There we are.
So benefits, economic impact, jobs.
Job creation. And you know, the job creation, a lot of times this NAFTA takes on a political connotation, and we try to make sure that we're staying neutral. When there is a free trade agreement for benefit for businesses, what is it? How do they take advantage of it? We really don't get involved in the political, but recently when they started the whole talk about what is the process of renegotiating, they opened it up. And Shelley, can you believe that they had an enormous amount of feedback from the public? They had over 12,000 public comments received at the U.S. Trade Representative Office when they opened it up for public comment on NAFTA renegotiation specifically. And so they also had 3 days of hearings, and they had over 25 hours of witnesses coming in and talking about the program. Now, the general consensus that came out of all that feedback was we do need to tweak some things because things have changed in 23 years. This whole digital age, you know, how do we control that? Data is such a big, important part of our life, right? So where do we store information? Whose server can it be on? Does it have to be in the territory of the three countries, Canada, Mexico, or the U.S.? It really can't be on a foreign server if we're sharing data. The other thing that's changed a lot, if you remember getting CDs of licensed software, mm-hmm. and you'd ship it, yes. or you go down to your store and buy it,
yes.
well, you don't do that anymore. You pay for it and you get a download dumped to your computer in minutes, right? So with those conveniences, we haven't kept up with the changes in automation and technology in the digital age. The other thing that's changing is it's a global world, a global supply chain, and we've seen the disruptions that have happened over the years. The U.S. is really looking at, should we restructure how much U.S. content we want to be able to qualify for the NAFTA? So it's not just the three countries, but within the three countries, how much content are we going to be? So that's really a hot button of the negotiations.
Anything else on the renegotiation process?
It is ongoing. In fact, this week they're up in Canada in lovely Ottawa talking about it right now and at round three. So they're going to have another round that they're setting for sometime in October, which is just next week, getting mid to end of October, and that'll be in Washington, D.C. And this is kind of on a fast track, Shelley, because of the elections going on. So the Mexico presidential elections are going on in July, and you know from a campaign they would be kicking off, so it's a year away, quickly coming July 18, the presidential election for Mexico. And then the Trump administration is putting pressure on to get this through and you know, negotiate something that he actually platformed on when he took over the administration. So there's a lot of interest in, and then actually in Canada, they have their provincial elections going on in June. So there's a lot of interest to get some of this stuff discussed.
Yes, well, and that's why you remind us of that. Van Andel Global Trade Center, Sonia Johnson, Executive Director. Before I get into a few more details about tomorrow's basics of NAFTA, what is the future? What do changes mean to the U.S. and Michigan?
You know, for Michigan, we've got to really keep our eye on this. I think people don't really understand just the amount of trade. Michigan is the number one state in the United States that's selling and exporting products that we make here to Canada. That is our number one export destination. If you look at 2016 data, we sold just about $24 billion to Canada in 2016. And right behind that is a close number two is Mexico. We had $12 billion. So it's a lot of dollars going across our borders, and it's free sale going back and forth if you qualify for NAFTA, and it's jobs. And I think that's what we're all looking at. Now, the concern and kind of the fear factor,
yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily a free trade agreement like NAFTA, mm-hmm. or is it because we have automation? I've gone into some pretty impressive manufacturing plants right here in West Michigan and see the amount of robotics and they're able to keep up at a faster rate of pace than the human body. And so there's efficiencies in that. So have we been leaning out those jobs just because of a trade agreement, or is it just automation in general? So I think there's a lot of, you know, discussion on that, which no matter which side or fence you are on, to look at some of those efficiencies we have in our modern life.
Nice. All right. Details one more time for tomorrow. Who do you need in this audience?
It's really the people that are working on growing their sales in Mexico and in Canada, selling their products to end customers there, or working on cross-border collaboration. So a lot of automotive is really tied into it. Some of the speculation on changes is on automotive and making it more difficult because there's so many parts and components that go in a finished vehicle. Whether it's automated or not, there's a lot of parts that go in there. And so if they cross the border back and forth, sometimes they're estimating, Shelley, it's crossing the border six times before that vehicle gets finished in NAFTA. So if they're involved in facilitation of sales or servicing their customers or growing their marketing in those areas, that would be a prime area. Anybody customer service or sales, operations and transportation, they'll have to fill out the documents to support those Michigan goods getting out of the country into Mexico and Canada.
Tomorrow's Thursday, September 28th. It's the day for your basics of NAFTA. How do we find out more information and details again about the event?
Go on out to vagtc.org. And one more quick thing, Shelley, those students that are working for us, those Grand Valley students are working hard. They're doing a lot of really fun blogs for us. And it's interesting to see the world in the eyes of a student. So go check out those blogs on our website as well if you're not interested in attending tomorrow. There's a lot of value out there that our students are creating.
Bet not going away. vagtc.org. Sonia, thank you very much for your conversation. Have fun.